Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to see, could I file a claim for unemployment? I was talking to someone that cut off.
Okay. What's your Social Security number?
416-709-472.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Wayne Garrett.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
August 8th, 1950.
Okay, your gender is male?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I speak English, but sometimes the vocabulary gets so high that I don't understand it. I got a high school education.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, and did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay, what is your highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden name?
Warwick.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Do I have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, and what state was it issued?
Alabama.
Okay, and what's your driver's license number?
Hold on 1 second. It's 2779488.
Okay, and if you're approved for benefits, you have an option to receive payments, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you've been approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, into your checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, and what's your routing number?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, the routing number is 26208-3881.
Okay, and what's your bank account number?
6034-26011.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
940 Hayes, Hayes Road, Talladega, Alabama 35160.
Okay, now is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, everything's the same.
Okay, has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay, and what's your primary telephone number?
256-223-6619.
Okay. And do you have a secondary number?
No, I don't.
Okay, just a second. Just a second, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have a email address?
I don't use it. It's Wayne Garrett Senior, Senior SR at yahoo.com.
Okay, so Wayne Garrett Senior at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and let me just go over your mailing address. It's 940 Hayes Road, Talladega, Alabama, 35160.
Yes.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1996 Acura TL, a 1997 Kawasaki ZX 1100, a 1998 Volkswagen Cabrio, a 2004 Porsche Cayenne. Well, I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Never been associated with neither one of them.
Okay, and which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1176 River Ridge Drive, 24991 Blossom Lane, 3052 Susan Drive, or 801 Pullman Street. Well, I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
801 Pullman Street, I've been associated with that.
Okay, which of the following colleges have you attended? Art Institution of Dallas, North Georgia College of and State University, Nova, Southeastern University, University of South Carolina, Sackage Regional Campus, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay.
The 801 Pullman Street, that was top secret, right?
I'm sorry?
The 801 Pullman Street, that's Talladega, right?
Oh, I don't know. It didn't say. It just gave me the just streets. It didn't say whether it was in Talladega.
Okay.
It just asked, was you associated with any of those street those addresses? Okay, which
well,
is the following what?
Okay.
I'm sorry? Okay.
About 30 years ago, 40.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Effect Realty Management Group, Limited Liability Company, Flooring Company, Fort McLean, Moe Diner, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay.
You said McLean, or Fort McClellan?
I'm sorry?
Is it McLean or Fort McClellan?
C-L-E-L-L-A-N.
Fort McClellan. Yes, I work there.
Okay. Which of the following city? Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Clarion Court South, Lehan Circle, Birmingham User Drive, or P.O. Box 903, or all of the above?
I don't know anything about none of them.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you had TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits other than, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, did you receive or, did you serve or on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, and was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay, what was the last day of work?
March the 22nd.
Of
2022? 2022,
yes. Okay, just a second. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither one.
I'm sorry?
Neither one.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what's your job title?
Instructor.
Your instructor?
Inspector.
Inspector. Okay. Okay, and what type of inspector are you?
Well, I inspect foam for the automobile industry.
Okay, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay, what was your last employer name?
Sustained quality.
Substantive quality?
Sustained quality.
Sustained, okay. Okay, what's your employer telephone number?
Let me see, can I get it? You see it there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. What it is, I had to go through my phone. Let's see.
You're gonna lose me if you go through your phone. Just a second. Hold for a second. Let me see if I can go online and find a number.
To tell you the truth, I'm already on it.
Okay. I hope you don't lose me.
I do too. Because you be the second person. It's 205-910-8176. 7-1.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so it's 205-910-8171.
Yes.
Okay, and what was your start date there?
The start date was, let me see, I think it was October 8th, 2012, I believe it was. Yeah.
Okay. And what was your last day there once again? You said sometime in March.
Payday, but the last day I worked was March the 22nd.
Okay. Okay, and what city was that work performed in?
The main office, it was...
No. Where did you perform the work at? Not the main office.
Gaston. Gaston.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer, your last employer?
Yes. It did lack of work.
Okay. Why are you no longer working there?
It ain't no work. It ain't no work.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit PIN number. And that PIN number is going to be 7250.
Okay.
Okay, and just a second, I just missed a question. I missed a marker question, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, now the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log on to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file over the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions at this time?
My ink pen stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And see, 800-752, and what's the other number?
1-800-752-7389.
7389.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Once again.
I have been laid off lack of work before, and I don't know. I know the last time I filed was December 18th. And I had been filing before then, but I need to get a check.
Okay, you're going to have to call the inquiry line on there. What we do here is just
file new claims.
And that number that you would need to call for the inquiry department is 1-800-361-4524. Yes, sir. And you have to call that after 5 between Sunday and Thursday to schedule an appointment for the following day.
Okay.
Okay.
If we're to file a claim, I dial 800-752-7389.
No, that's not the file, a weekly certification. The number you need to call for weekly certification is, once again, 1-800-752-7389.
Okay. Okay, and I need to do it on what day?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay.
Sunday through no later than, just a second. What I said, Sunday through, Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays.
Okay.
So you can.
Do I need to call this week?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling into Alabama State Unemployment Claims Compensation Call Center, and you have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.